Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, June 15th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Death of Kevin Gately. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve deep into intriguing Wikipedia articles and bring them to life for you. I'm Aloy, your host for today, and we're about to embark on a journey through history, politics, and social justice as we explore the tragic story of Kevin Gately. For those of you unfamiliar with the name, Kevin Gately was a 21-year-old student, the first person to die in a public demonstration in Great Britain in 55 years. His death during a 1974 protest raises many questions about political activism, law enforcement, and the sacrifices involved in fighting for a cause. So buckle up, because today's episode isn't just a recount of events. It's a window into the complexities of social movements and the heavy toll they can exact on individuals. Kevin Gately was a mathematics student at the University of Warwick, but his life took a fateful turn on June 15, 1974. Just picture this. It's the early 70s, a time of political tension and growing discontent with various governmental policies. The atmosphere is thick with activism. Protests are not uncommon. Yet, the protest Kevin attended had a significant twist. The focus was against the National Front, a far-right political organization known for its xenophobic and racist policies. The National Front had arranged a meeting at Red Lion Square in London. Various left-wing organizations saw this as an affront to their values and organized a counter-demonstration. Enter Kevin Gately, not a seasoned activist, but a young man motivated by a sense of justice and perhaps curiosity. How many of us can relate to that urge to stand up for what we believe in, even if we're not the most experienced in such matters? As the day unfolded, the demonstration escalated into a violent clash between the protesters and the police. The police had set up cordons to separate the counter-demonstrators from the National Front supporters. This is where it gets particularly chaotic. The sheer number of people, the anger, the fervor, it's a powder keg waiting to explode. Kevin found himself in the thick of it. In moments like these, it's crucial to understand the psychology of crowds and police tactics. The concept of kettling comes to mind, where the police confine a large crowd to a small area. While the intention might be to prevent disorder, the reality can sometimes amplify tensions. Can any of you reflect on whether such strategies help or hinder in high-stress situations? Tragically, Kevin Gately was injured during this clash. Witnesses reported seeing him lying unconscious on the ground as the crowds continued to surge around him. He was eventually taken to the hospital by ambulance, but it was too late. Kevin Gately succumbed to his injuries and became a symbol of the sometimes deadly intersection of activism and state control. An inquest revealed that Kevin had died from a brain hemorrhage, which was likely caused by a blow to the head. However, due to the chaotic nature of the event, it was impossible to ascertain exactly how or by whom the fatal injury was inflicted. This lack of clarity only adds layers to the tragedy. Was it a random act of violence or a more targeted strike amidst the chaos? The reaction to Kevin's death was immediate and widespread. He was memorialized by students and activists alike. His passing ignited further protests and debates over police brutality, the right to protest, and the dangerous escalation of confrontations between opposing groups in the public sphere. Let's pause for a moment to consider the broader implications of Kevin's death. How often do we see public demonstrations turn violent, even today? What does this say about the state of our society and the mechanisms in place to handle large-scale public dissent? Kevin Gately's death also makes me ponder the personal side of public actions. It's easy to look at the numbers and statistics of casualties in conflicts and protests, but when you focus on a single individual, the picture becomes more real, more immediate. How did Kevin's friends and family cope with such a sudden loss? What went through the minds of the other protesters who were there that day? In the years following his death, there have been numerous discussions and debates about the right to peaceful assembly and the responsibilities of law enforcement. The tragic loss of Kevin catalyzed these discussions, leading to changes in how public demonstrations were managed in the UK henceforth. Do you think modern-day protests have evolved to become safer, or are we still repeating the mistakes of the past? While it's easy to get lost in the melancholy of such a story, Kevin Gately's legacy serves as a reminder of the enduring power of individual action. One could argue that his untimely death was not in vain. It spurred a movement, provoked critical thought, and deepened the dialogue about civil liberties and state power. So what can we learn from this? Well, for one, activism is not without its risks, but it's a fundamental part of democratic engagement. Second, it's crucial for us as a society to continually evaluate how we handle dissent and safeguard the rights of our citizens, all while ensuring public safety. Let's bring this back to you, our listeners. Have you ever participated in a protest or demonstration? What were your motivations, and what did you take away from the experience? Rather than simply absorbing Kevin Gately's story, let's use it as a springboard to examine our roles as active members of society. As you go about your day, think about Kevin Gately and the thousands of individuals who step out of their daily lives to advocate for what they believe is right. Think about the complex weave of emotions and dangers involved in such actions. More importantly, consider how you can contribute to making our world a better, more just place, whether through activism, dialogues, or simply embracing open-mindedness in your daily interactions. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. Remember, every Wikipedia article is more than just a collection of facts. It's a story of real human experiences. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and keep engaging with the world around you.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Death of Kevin Gately. Thanks for listening. See you next time.